nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on the season of giving and how it ties into fundraising. Let's get right into it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny what you get to do in Thanksgiving, and we always have this time to be thankful for, and, you know, Giving Tuesday and Cyber Monday and Black Friday and all these things revolve, and everybody just expands it more and more and more, and it gets to be bigger and bigger. And now, you know, you're hearing Black Friday's sales before the Black Friday, and Cyber Mondays all the time, and, you know, Giving Tuesday. And
that's silly.
I think Thanksgiving is a very special time to be thankful, and, you know, especially for our, you know, our country, and it's a big deal here in the U.S. You know, Thanksgiving being a Thanksgiving holiday, and I think that it's a wonderful time to be thankful. But it also makes me wonder, you know, like, and I'm using Giving Tuesday kind of as an example, how. Mm-hmm. Why do we have to wait? I guess what I'm saying is, why do we have to wait?
I'm the same way, brother. I'm telling you what. Yeah. I'm the same way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just wonder about that. Like Giving Tuesday. It's like somebody came up with it, you know, the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday.
It's marketing.
And it is.
It's marketing.
Now everybody's doing it. And I don't know. It just seems like it's just everybody, it gets lost in the noise.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm 100% in agreement with my own thoughts about this. It's like, is this just kind of a trap that we got to be careful of? Is it really productive? Do people's livelihood depend on it? Things like that. So I don't want to be too over the top with my opinions about it, but it does seem like it could be a little bit of a rabbit hole where we don't necessarily want to know how deep it goes.
I wonder is it worth the time? I mean, can you really tell me that it's a needle mover? You know, for what it started out to be. Yeah, the first couple of times, it's kind of like Black Friday. Well, Black Friday's evolved into something else, and now everybody just has one big marketing thing.
Yeah.
And they start indicating, well, we just, our Black Friday wasn't as good. Or, you know, Cyber Monday you know, Giving Tuesday.
And it becomes something where you're measured by it. Yeah, I don't like that part. Yeah.
I don't, I don't know. Well, I don't have enough evidence. And
it's thought provoking. It's thought provoking, man, that you bring it up, because I think a few things. A, it's not original. It's certainly not novel.
No,
that's strike one for me, because I'm kind of a hard nut to crack when it comes to stuff like that. I'm like, well, you could be original. You got that. You could try that. I actually think that I think that's actually a decent point, Jay, and not because I made it, but just in general. I mean, we're constantly talking about being creative, being different, differentiation being a great tool when you're running a nonprofit, running a business, things of that nature. Being different means being gracious all the time, being thankful all the time. You said it yourself. It's never a bad time to reach out to someone and tell them how grateful you are. We do a really bad job of that as human beings, probably more often than not. I used to tell my wife, it's so funny, I adore my wife. You know that. And I used to tell her, I don't know why it's like this with certain people that you're the closest with, closest people in your life. Sometimes, I mean, like, you and I tell each other how much we love each other, but we probably don't tell each other enough. And I told my wife, a few years ago, I said, you know, I don't think that we do a good enough job at telling each other we're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Like with our little ones or with our home and stuff like that. I just, you know, and like you said, that could be something that it doesn't just have to be November 24th, right? It could be 365 days a year. And I think we're talking about a mindset.
Well, I just think that there's a lot of traps out there that we get caught up into. And like I said, I love the Thanksgiving holiday. I think it is a wonderful time to be with family and friends and to show great gratitude for what we've been given and what we've received. But I think that, you know, we get into this commercialization, and that's why I was saying, you know, it's like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday. Well, it's kind of like this goofy thing where everybody thinks, well, we've got to do something for Giving Tuesday. I mean, how many times do we talk to nonprofit around
a
the
lot.
Country?
And like it's their compass. It's like, I'm not discouraged by it. I just feel like there's so much more. There's just so much more, right?
It's kind of like if anybody hasn't ever read this book, it's a great book. It's called Blue Water Marketing. And the idea is that, you know, when something's hot and everybody's around it, well, there's a lot of blood in the water. And so that's where all the sharks are, and because they're all eating it. But then if you go out in the blue water, there's no, that's not where everybody's at. And that's where you're able to make a lot of impact.
Totally.
And really reach out and yeah.
Zig
and
when everyone else zags.
Well, nonprofits get caught up in that because it's like the year end letter, you know, I get a stack of letters this tall that come in my box. And I'm not suggesting right. you shouldn't do that. I'm not making a judgment on that at all.
Well, we want to be equal opportunity receivers, right?
There's so many other ways right, to yeah, do yeah. it, to get around in this nonprofit world, that to connect to our yep. donors and the stakeholders and the people that move the needle, you know, whether they give $10 or 10 million. I mean, it's all the way around. I think there's some ways to do that. And so,
yeah,
I just, that's my, you know, thought is just how do you challenge people to start thinking differently?
Yep. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And, I'm always taking what we do in business and what people are doing at their companies or their nonprofits and applying it to my personal life, because there's so much, you know, application to your personal life. If that's how you operate in a, you know, mm-hmm. in your professional life, that's how you operate in your personal life. If you're just being yourself. Right. So, I just think that it's a always a unique opportunity to let people know how yeah. you feel, to let, and be creative and be different in that regard. And you know what my experience is, people respond mm-hmm. really, really well to it. You know what I mean? So
no question.
I know it's been, you know, it's been a gift in my life. It's something also that, you know, Jason, we talk about this all the time. There's certain skills that folks have and they have it like when they mm-hmm. wake up in the morning, you know, but some of these skills and these talents, they're going to take discipline. They're going to take a disciplined mindset to acquire and attain and get to where you want to be. And that's okay. It's okay to ask that.
Oh, I think that is a really, you know, it is a habit. This what you talked about, a skill. Well, a skill 100%. Is something that you learn. You know, it's not like everybody goes, oh, yep. you're a natural born salesperson or you're this. No, they're not. They may have some personality characteristics that allow that.
Sure.
It's still training. It's still learning. Well, and, you know, take fundraising, for example. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah.
There are some folks that are incredible fundraisers and mm-hmm. were paralyzed before. A time in their life, you know, when they started, they were paralyzed and couldn't hardly pick up the phone to ask somebody. And now they've worked, you know, and practiced and learned and honed and trained. And now they do it and don't even think about it. And that's with anybody. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, this the other day we were talking about, I'm gonna name drop Sister Bridget. You know, she was very mm-hmm. reluctant to pick up the phone and make a phone call when we started talking to her. And mm-hmm. now she's a machine. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just really good at it.
Yeah, 100%.
And, you know, it's just, and that's a skill. I mean, it's just something that you've got to learn. And I think yeah. gratitude is also something that is a skill. It takes time. You know, you have to be intentional. You know, it's really funny when I talked to a nonprofit, I said, when's the last time you thanked your donors? What do you mean? Oh, you know, we sent out an email. Okay. How many times have you done that since then?
Mm-hmm.
And
how many times have you picked up the phone or yeah. asked them for a cup of coffee or something like that to tell them how much they
eat? Yeah. You know, and doing that deal, just picking up the phone and saying, hey, thank you. You know, some quick ideas on how you can do that, by the way, if that's, you're looking for some ideas, take a little quick video and yeah. text it to a donor, pick up the phone and call them and just leave a message. Don't ask them for anything. Send them a note and say, thank you. You know, cause when you thank somebody, when you're thanking them, if I say, hey, thanks a lot, Trevor, for loaning me your bike. And by the way, can I use your chainsaw?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I kind of just took that.
It's a thank you with an envelope.
Thank you away, yeah, and it's yeah, like, you know, yeah, yeah. thank you so much for everything you've done to support us. And by the way, if you want to donate, click here. And I'm all for asking people that have donated for more money. I don't have a problem with that at all. I don't think we do it enough, but it's doing it in the right way and letting, you know, gratitude without strings.
I love that. Yeah. No strings attached. It's a very selfless endeavor. As a mm-hmm. matter of fact, being gracious, being grateful, being thankful, that's selfless, but what it ends up doing for you in your life and whatever you're pursuing in the long run, it's, you can't actually end up quantifying it. That's how powerful it can be, man. Mm-hmm. So really yeah, cool, brother. Really cool.
I think so. And so, well, I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and I hope your Giving Tuesday is fantastic as well. And
we know, still want you to win it.
If you're the one that likes to stand in line for Black Friday, God bless you. I'm not.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. That's fantastic.
I will wait around yep. for Cyber Monday and push a button. Have somebody deliver it to me.
Right. That's right.
Well, listen.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, thanks, brother. That was awesome. That was fantastic. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, HJ Nation. Until next time.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.